Hello, welcome back to Just Casting. You're with me, Kyle.
Jose.
Jared.
Who is live today. And today we have a special guest, everybody. We may have referenced her on the podcast, God knows how many times. I don't remember. We have way too many episodes at this point in the archives, but my best friend, Alejandra.
Hi, everyone. Nice to see you and nice to be here tonight.
I was about to say congratulations to the first female, but technically you're not.
It's all good.
I think we've got a couple.
No, I think it was just Crystal once.
No, Pat's girlfriend.
Oh, right.
Wait, was I on with you?
I forgot about it. I met her three times.
Probably. You're on a lot of episodes.
Well, I remember there was one episode we had where there was like 30 people on.
We've had some clusterfucks.
Oh my god, like you couldn't even make the sentences.
Yeah, no.
No, but it was like within the last 3 months, right?
Yeah.
Pat had his girlfriend Therese on.
Yeah, I mean, now that we... Just an update for everybody. We finally have the computer.
Yes, built. The computer we've been talking about for how long? A year at this point that we were going to build a computer?
Yeah, and it's finally all together.
It's on. We're recording from it. Everything's going great.
JustCasting.com is now owned by us.
Yeah. We got JustCasting.com. We got Jared in person.
I mean, now we just got to get some sponsors. Like, who's first after Brandy's?
They're a sponsor in name alone. They give nothing except Jim's occasional words of gayness.
If you guys can get Jack Daniels over here, I mean, you guys, if you use it for every podcast.
If you could get Jack Daniels, that would be amazing. We would have so much money.
The groupies would come after that.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, I would rather have Johnny Walker, but okay. I'll settle for Jack Daniels.
Now you're being picky. When a major liquor company is like, we'll give you money, like, I think I'll hold out for a better quality liquor.
I will gladly accept Jack Daniels.
I mean, seriously, I was just going to suggest maybe Sheldon the Sheep, but we're throwing out the top name liquor choices.
Sheldon the Sheep on YouTube.
At YouTube.com. For freaking sponsors. I mean, how would we begin finding sponsors? Like, what people would contribute to
I don't know. You go to people we know, local businesses, Jose's father,
JT Metal is not going to sponsor this shit.
You could always put a banner
when you own it, it might.
Oh, when I own it, it's in story. Right now, I couldn't do that.
Put a banner outside of it.
No, I can't advertise as company public yet.
Really?
For no apparent reason, because we won't say it online.
Yeah, let's just go with that. We won't disclose the reasons.
In fact, I was not even going to remotely say the name of the company, but whatever.
It's my initials, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, he was just making it up. He's just pretending there's a company based on his name.
You're all on crack.
I did have an idea, because sometimes in movie theaters, they, like, things will just be up, like, banners and posters. Like, when you see stuff that's, like, years old, like, you guys have noticed that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, we could, like, find a really awkward spot in, like, a bunch of movie theaters and just hang Just Casting banners from them.
I recently have gotten a job at a movie theater.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. So we can
orchestrate. I might be able to do that.
I mean, I was thinking of just having business cards whenever I DJ an event in Dowling.
I mean, that's fine, but that's not going to give us sponsors. I don't know how his is going to give us sponsors.
Oh, I was just talking about advertising.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like what we're going to like put it up for like a year and
are you
be
guys
like,
putting everything
well, we've
up
been free
YouTube?
Advertising
no,
on
no,
your
no,
place.
Now
we
have a website. Okay.
Which theater did you get the job?
The UA in a town that's very close to here.
Free movie tickets. No, I'm just kidding.
UA?
Don't worry about it. I'll cover you. United Artists.
United Artists. So it's not a. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not like
it's owned by Regal.
It's not like an it's a Regal theater.
Regal owns United Artists.
Okay, it wasn't mm-hmm. like an artsy theater that.
Oh, I wish it was.
Really?
Oh, how I wish it was. But one of my dreams is to own a little theater.
Oh well, there's one by my dad's house by the movie theater I used to work at, and they would be considered our competition for whatever dumb reason. And like one night they outsold us when like Transformers came out because the daughter of the Cowardly Lion came in for a screening. Oh, the granddaughter for a screening of The Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
And, like, spoke to people, and that, like, outsold Transformers in that town. I'm like, wait.
Wow.
The fuck is wrong with
that? That shows you how, like, that's rough.
That's crazy.
That I can't even defend.
I grew up in
but
a
that's
tough
the kind of thing
people.
I would enjoy doing, though. That I would love to own and run a movie theater that has, like, cool things happen.
Would you rather run a movie theater or a comic book store?
Well, I want both.
Get to choose one.
Pick one, Kyle.
A comic movie theater. A movie theater that only runs the Avengers 24/7.
I mean, it'll make money for the first couple of weeks. Then
I think it'll make money for the first couple of weeks. Then it'll break for like 10 years. And then people will be like, this is still running the Avengers?
Avengers 2 and 3 came out.
How have they been doing this?
What would be the one thing that you would never find yourself running? That you would never want to?
like any kind of store?
Anything in the world. Either because you'd be too ashamed, because it wouldn't make too
I was going to say a church, but
no. I'd rather do a church, because church you could feed them. You get money for no apparent reason. Schools, I don't know if you know anyone that works at a school. Schools are fucked up and have no real logic to the things they do.
No, but you were talking about the church. I saw this picture somewhere on Facebook. It shows the pastor's got like a fucking Rolls Royce.
The pastor?
Yeah. Pastor's got a Rolls Royce. The deacon's got like some nice car. Priest has a decent car. Churchgoer's got a fucking beat to shit Toyota.
Yeah, but those are bad people. But you see priests that are, most of the time, priests, if they have a car, are like the most basic thing in the world.
Toyota Camry.
I've never seen a priest drive.
They can drive.
You have.
I think Father Mike drove to school, right?
Oh, well, I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, whenever I see them, they're just walking around with their collars on.
But he does.
Collar isn't like a thing that like you have instead of a car. Jerry, that's something that's on your clothes.
Jerry, he had a story about driving one time.
Who?
The Father Mike.
Why do you know that? Why do you know a story that Father Mike had?
Because he told the entire school, and it was probably on a half day that you weren't there.
I was there most half days.
Oh, wait, was it like when we were like sitting in church thing, and he told a funny story when priests think that they're so funny and clever? Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Father Bob was funny.
Wasn't he an alcoholic?
Yes,
he was.
He was an alcoholic, went away to rehab, that's why we got Father Mike.
Wow.
And came back for, what was it, confession senior year?
Uh-huh.
And everyone was like, holy fuck, he's back.
The entire senior class was like,
everyone threw shots. And last year, my uncle died, which is not funny, but at his funeral in the church, Father Bob was the priest.
Oh my God.
I think I might be the cause of it, because at his wake, a girl who my sister is like best friends with, her and her mom came. Her mom is really involved in that church. Like mega involved in that church. And I was like, oh, it would be so awesome if Father Bob was the priest at the funeral. Doing my own little shtick. Doing my own little funny, because I was like, it would be awesome. I think my uncle would find it hilarious because he was an alcoholic.
I would think it was funny.
And my sister would think it was funny. And then I get in the church that day and I'm like, Father Bob walks in. I'm like, thank you.
You should have had the little lights on you and the song Hallelujah.
Yeah, it was very.
I cannot believe you had
wonderful
Father Bob Shake and Bake. I'm not saying his real last name.
Oh, Shake and Bake.
Oh,
that was his nickname.
Yeah, you went really far.
So for anyone, assuming all of you guys went to Catholic,
we all went to the same high school.
Okay, so for anyone that's trying to put their kids through Catholic school, would you recommend that or not? I have a coworker.
Well, apparently there's
if you can
alcoholic priests.
If you can afford it, yes, it's just expensive.
The gays still exist in there. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Not safe.
Wait, what do you mean?
They exist in Catholic school.
Wait, what?
Yes,
he's not know that.
There,
who?
That went to school with us?
Yeah.
There were a few.
I just want you to name kids. I want you to out people on the podcast.
Well, who's the one guy who was in the dancing classes with the girls?
Instead of
like a gym class? Like he?
We don't talk Danny. About him. Wait, we don't talk about him.
I was going to use his first name. Is it Danny?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure.
You never know, though. That could be a double-edged sword. Either he's always surrounded by girls, or...
No, he's gay.
He's a full-blown one.
He was gay.
I'll explain off mic.
And also...
Perfect.
You will?
I think she knows the basics, though. I just didn't know...
Okay.
Details.
Anyway.
And also, there was...
There's John.
There's John, and there's also...
So much for not throwing first names out there.
Nah, he's a...
That's why I'm throwing first names out. First names, Danny and John. That could be anyone in the entire world.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. There was a girl who, I believe... What, did you guys go to prom?
We don't lesbian?
Yeah. Did you guys go to prom?
Yeah.
I believe I heard that she, because I didn't go, that she brought her partner with her.
How would our school have allowed that?
They allow it.
Really?
Yeah.
Our school?
Yeah. What can they say? They're not going to deny someone.
But they're a Catholic school.
I remember, who was, Miss Clark, was that the teacher who taught, like, social justice?
Yeah.
She told us that story, because
during our year?
Yeah.
Okay, type the name down of who brought a female partner, because I'm curious.
Wait, how could she have told the story about prom?
Oh, wait, it was the year above
us. Yeah, I was going to say,
right.
That doesn't
I'm
make
sorry.
Any sense what you're saying at all.
I'm sorry, it was the year above us.
Oh, well, then yeah. I'm not going to know who it is.
Unless
then.
It was like the day after.
Yeah, no, because it was the next year. Yeah, no, no,
I was just curious. I'm like, who? I'm like, who's a lesbian in our graduating class?
Ended, right?
What?
Who our prom was after our classes ended, right? We're very close
maybe
to
right around it. I don't know.
Okay.
Did you go?
I didn't. I went to St. Anthony's prom.
You and your girlfriend.
I know.
Wait, was it the infamous girlfriend?
No.
It was
her friend. That's how I met her.
Oh, my God.
Did you leave her a funny voicemail as well?
I did not. I was not as
or
bold.
Or did you get a funny voicemail is what I should say.
I did not. I was not as bold in my youth.
Are you gonna now, whenever you leave a girl, leave her funny voicemails so she can get as much enjoyment as you've gotten?
You're drunk. I'm drunk. I just want to fuck her.
No, it's wait, what was it? I'm drunk. No, you're drunk. I'm drunk. You're drunk. I'm horny.
No,
horny.
I'm horny. No, I'm horny. You're horny. So let's just fuck.
I was it more of that? But yeah, it was definitely I'm horny. You're horny.
It's a voicemail. Can't save that.
I would say. Oh, really? I would say we should play it.
She left it for you, or you left it for her?
No, she left it for me.
No,
yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's in an episode already in the archives.
I told him he should have really called her back, left a voicemail like. That was very presumptuous. I was not horny at the time. Uh-huh. I was, in fact, very happy watching Netflix.
Yeah.
But right now, you should call and be like, I just got your voice.
No, I've wanted to.
How long after was this now?
That was years ago, right?
Years ago, and it was just a few months after we broke up.
It was the best voicemail.
It's the greatest, yeah. And it's not on my phone anymore.
You didn't save it anywhere?
I forgot. I switched phones and I didn't save it.
God
so
knows.
It's
somewhere in the archives.
It's in the archives. We haven't saved. Holy crap. Yeah, we got to find that.
I'm pretty sure it's in the Cum Butter Trilogy.
That is crazy.
Okay, good.
It is in the Cum Butter Trilogy. You're right. That was the John Hamball night.
John Hamball.
Hence why you put your phone on silent or put it away when you're drunk.
Yes, you should. Yes. That was a lesson. Because otherwise you will live in infamy on the internet for what you did.
Yeah, she will be in infamy.
Because even if that episode doesn't air, I'm going to have you pull that clip out so we can talk about it on a later episode.
All right, I'll look.
That's the best.
One of these days.
What's the best drunken email? What's the best drunken voicemail that you guys have left?
Never in my entire life.
I've been good. I've never.
No. Nobody.
His girlfriend.
I put it away.
Time out. I have a voice recording of you in my email archive of you drunk.
But it wasn't bad.
Oh, it wasn't bad. But I'm saying I have one.
What was it?
I don't remember. You were at a club or something, drunk off your ass, while I was in Honduras.
Are you sure that was me?
Yeah.
Why would I call you long distance?
No, you sent me an email with a voice recording.
That seems like a lot of effort.
That does.
I was really drunk.
No, that's how we communicated when I was gone. We sent each other voice recordings through email.
Okay.
So you
was this,
you made one, you sent one.
Okay.
It's in my email somewhere. I know it is.
What did I say?
I don't know. You
definitely didn't top that though.
No.
Very few things.
Yeah, that's pretty.
She went on for a solid how long, guys? Like 2.5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was crazy. It was
She's like, we're broken up, but let's just.
I
fuck.
Just. Oh, I just want to. I don't want to date you. I just want to fuck you.
That was
the line of the.
That was the line.
And unfortunately, he didn't go for the obvious response. Her name was Meg. So I just called her. Shut up, Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
That would have been brilliant,
that
though.
That was too good. I just can't top that with anything.
No, you can't. You gotta leave it with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
But it was by far one of the greatest things ever.
I feel like that's bled into my current life with women, because now I just don't text them back. Like, when I meet a girl,
now every time someone calls you or texts you,
No, and it's not like I sleep with them. I mean, I wish, but I don't. Like, I'll just meet them and talk to them, you know, like at a bar or something, and then I'll get their number, and then they'll be so, like, I'll text them my name,
and
they'll text me like a smiley face.
And then Apache knee chalk!
I wish!
And then that's it.
And then I just, I'm like, you know what? Time for StarCraft. I never go back.
I think it would be better if every time they text you or called you, you were just like, shut up, Meg.
I would.
Oh, my Lord.
Can everyone's name be Meg? Yeah, so that way I could do that.
It's like, wow, he's
you
really
just
messed up from his
You just have to date a girl named Meg right now.
And it's just like, no, he's just... He's
there's
just,
a lot of them out there.
He's just really into Family Guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Mostly the latter.
Uh-huh. But let's see, drunk voicemails that I have left.
You left a couple. You get very sentimental. No. I gotta say.
Jose?
Jose? Emotional?
I know text messages,
how,
yes.
How can
yes.
you possibly
But voicemails
think
is what
that?
I'm trying to think right now.
I know, I'm sure there's been no, like,
Jose is clear-headed and normal when he's drunk. I don't know what you're talking about.
The fuck are you smoking? Half of that bottle. I drink half that fucking bottle. Who knows? Like,
he's sensitive. Not anything bad, just...
Oh, you love it, don't
you're
lie.
You're a sensitive boy, aren't you?
Yes.
She's talking about me. She fucking loves it when I do that.
You're a sensitive little boy.
And he's Irish?
I mean, I host the St. Patrick's Day.
He's Jose.
Day party
every
year. Are you doing anything this year for that?
On the 22nd.
Okay.
The Saturday after St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. That's, wait, that's what we're doing it?
Yeah. Because on St. Patrick's Day, I have to go help us do something at Dowling.
All right.
I get free beer and wine, so I don't care.
You're always volunteering, which
a
is
glass
good.
Glass of wine.
I get free beer and wine this time.
Fancy, fancy, fancy.
I do have a funny, actually, wine story. So,
really,
when I was living in Florida, my roommate had a long distance relationship with his girlfriend, and she was in Boston. We were in Florida, and I guess one night, you know, I guess it was just rough. He was missing her, whatever. So he goes into the kitchen.
This is like the really beginning of a gay story. I'm very like scared.
You know what? If you let me finish,
you know, like, it's a wine story. This guy was really missing his girlfriend. All he had was me.
You know,
so I had to be there for him.
Can I finish telling
so
the story?
We had some wine.
There will be no gay endings here, for now. So he goes into the kitchen, and he pours himself an extra-large glass of wine to deal with his problems.
Extra-large.
Now, I'm like, you are a man. We do not deal with our problems by pouring an extra-large glass of wine. We drink a whole bottle of whiskey and then throw it at a child. That is how we handle our problems.
Exactly. It's in the man handbook.
It is. We pick on someone smaller than us, and we get on with our lives.
Yeah, I actually have a... technically a wine-related story as well. I'm not going to talk about it tomorrow, but today I had to go to a Queens facility for UPS. It's relatively new, less than a year old, and they needed some ex-supervisors from other buildings to help get the ball rolling. So they picked the supervisor that has 4 months of experience with UPS and has been a soup for 3 weeks.
Interesting.
Hmm.
They picked me. Why the fuck they did that, I just don't know. I have no.
You probably just look nice and look like you would travel. You couldn't tell them no because you're still new.
One of the packages had wine in it, and that's it.
No, I'll get to why wine made me think of that. Anyway, guess the average experience of the four workers I had to work with today.
Can I guess?
Sure.
3 weeks.
I told you, you fuck.
I know, that's why I said, can I guess?
Yeah, so, basically, I had one guy that was there for 6 months, one guy, and two guys there for 3 weeks, and one guy, it was his first damn day.
Wow.
Yes.
You crushed him in seniority then.
Yeah.
So did you give him wine and he gave you 4 hours?
I have 4 months.
You have like months. That's got to be like over 30 days. You have like 30 times more work experience than
months? But that has to be at least 30 days.
Well, he didn't work every day and every month, right?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, so we work in a dog house, basically an extension. And
can you describe the doghouse? Doghouse for everyone else that doesn't work at UPS is a house. Yes.
Anyone who doesn't work in my building actually doesn't know what a doghouse is.
Regardless,
I found out.
Everyone that
but
else
anyway,
refers to it as a house that a dog lives.
What it
in
is? It's a trailer that's been modified to be an extension. It goes up to a loading bay and it gives you 10 more trucks. There were 9 trucks in this bay, but only 8 were being used. And the doors, they were butterfly doors.
Okay.
So they don't seal properly. So snow was getting inside this fucking thing.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Snow was getting inside the extension.
Oh,
it was fucking freezing in there.
Oh my god.
Yes. And
so
these.
You drank some wine and you warmed up.
No, I'll get to wine.
The wine still hasn't come into play.
I'll get to it.
So wait, did you guys huddle for warmth? You to drink the wine to get comfortable enough.
I just looked at these guys like you.
Do you have any eye candy there?
I was working with fucking all black kids. So
I asked
no
again,
eye candy.
Was there any eye candy? <in there>?
None. None whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
Whatever females there were there, not eye candy.
Understandable.
Yes.
Are there a lot of females that work?
There's like one out of every 10 to 20.
Do any of them look like a Helga?
Helga. No. Not Helga. Not like Helga.
Are they very butch?
No, they're not really butch.
Yeah.
They're just unattractive.
Then what's wrong with them?
They're just unattractive. Their face doesn't look right.
And then what's more fucked up is someone tell you your body doesn't look right or your face doesn't look right.
You don't look right. You just straight up do not look like you were assembled properly.
Anyway, because all these guys are new, I had to do freaking interviews with them right now. And one of the questions was, if the box is leaking and there's no description of its contents, what do you do?
Sorry, I don't.
You contact a supervisor and have it cleaned up. And they're like, what does that mean? I says, it could look like wine, it could smell like wine, but if it doesn't say it's wine, you treat it as a fucking poison. That's pretty much the wine connection.
Oh, sure. I see.
Yeah.
So it could be wine or nitroglycerin.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you have no confirmation that it says what you think it is, mm-hmm. you have to treat it as if it's poison.
As a supervisor, do you interview people?
Every fucking day.
Do you? Really?
I have to go over all the safety regulations every day with at least one person.
Oh, shit, I know that's...
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it gets very redundant very fast.
But I'm saying, do you interview any outsiders?
No.
No.
I only do internal guys.
Okay.
Just to make sure they know their shit.
What do you interview? Okay. I see. That's
I probably
job.
Have a piece of paper somewhere with all the questions that I have to ask them.
Like, what's the funniest question you have to ask them?
None of them are really funny. I try to make them funny.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten so funny responses to questions when I interview people.
Well, the thing is, they have to give a fixed... In my case, like, there's one fixed answer.
In your case, they're not trying to impress you or kiss your ass because they already got the job. In my case,
that's
what they're trying to do.
That's true. Mm. But one of the questions is, what do you do in the event of a hurricane, tornado, earthquake?
Peace out, bitches.
And just to add a little bit, can I say, or if Godzilla attacks?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the only twist I really add. I told my father that. He died laughing.
What, the Godzilla?
Yeah. He just pictures Godzilla attacking the UPS building, grabbing the trucks, eating all the boxes or something.
Of course, it has to be the 1954-55 Godzilla, right? The one with no teeth? The one that looks like the Cookie Monster?
Yes.
Gah! Oh, my God.
But yeah, the life and times of a UPS soup is exhilarating.
Oh, I can imagine. So do you always work at night, like 9 p.m. on?
No. I work from 3:45 a.m. to 9:30 a.m.
Oh, that's it.
Oh. And then I call him spoiled because then he goes home and goes to sleep when I'm starting my day. But then really he's been up way before me.
Or I go to my second job.
Or you come home and go to sleep.
I usually go to my second job, though.
Whatever, this is over.
Today I went... this is the argument her and I have normally. Like, you would think we were married a couple sometimes.
Oh, this is just classic.
Oh, you have no idea. It gets worse than this.
This is just classic.
Yeah.
No wonder why you guys send each other funny voicemails and voice emails with intricate.
Well, that's when I'm out of the country. That's when I'm out of the country. We do that.
I have to interrupt for a second. The iced tea that was in your fridge, alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Oh, it's very alcoholic.
Ooh.
I apologize because I added more alcohol to it because I wasn't sure.
It's my Bacardi Palmer.
I thought so. But I tasted it. I don't really taste alcohol.
That's the point.
So I poured some more Bacardi in it.
Okay, at least you poured the same thing.
Oh, dear.
So.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to taste this on the air. Yeah. I'm going to let everyone know how it is. Hold on.
I like that. Thank you. Good?
Yeah, actually, it's pretty good.
All right, good.
Okay.
I'm happy, though.
I mean, the thing is,
I worried. I was like, it's either going to be way too little alcohol or way too much alcohol. No. I'm not sure.
Well, that was a good balance.
The thing is, I do the math, so it's beer strength.
Oh, okay.
So it was already beer strength.
Okay, so I gave you mad strength.
Mad strength. There we go. I am a man. I am an anchor man.
I am an anchor man.
Ba-dum-bum.
Did you see? I mean, I know you saw Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
They re-released it.
Did they?
R-rated. And like uncut. Apparently, there was like 763 new jokes. Is what
no
advertising.
Way!
Wow. Well, let me tell you something. The interracial sex scene alone could have been expanded so much.
That was so yeah.
That was the greatest.
Well, I hope they like. I hope all 763 jokes were in the big fight scene.
Oh really?
I love that so much because they took it as soon as it started. You were like, "Oh god, they're trying to replicate that."
Yeah,
that was so perfect. How can you replicate that? They're like, then suddenly all of a sudden a minotaur shows up. That's all I'm saying. And it's like they're not trying to replicate that. They're going way farther.
But which one was your favorite of the groups?
Groups?
The new ones.
I think the History Channel
yes.
with the ghost.
Yes.
And it was John C. Reilly as the ghost of
Stonewall Jackson.
Yeah, Stonewall Jackson.
And Liam Neeson was the lead anchor.
What the fuck?
It was amazing.
I didn't see these movies.
It was crazy.
You can smell it from here?
You can act smell it from over here, yeah.
You've had that drink. That's just a stronger version.
Probably. That's one night.
Well, remember, it was me adding to it, so.
Yeah, no, it's my...
I think the one night I was really, really drunk that I came to your... Well, I didn't come to your house drunk. I was sober when I came to your home.
No, that's my summer drink.
But I wasn't... Yeah, I kind of remember.
Yeah, okay, that was a good story, thanks.
There were some details that had to blur it out of there.
I know. That's a night I don't like to think about, because that night was just a shit show for me.
Which night?
Which one was this?
Broken Fence. Idiot Brother.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that was a rough night. Were you there?
Yeah, I was.
Wow, it's so weird.
Were you there, really?
I think, was this the...
Hmm?
Is this the night your brother was...
No, that was a different night.
Oh, different.
This was just this summer.
No, this is recently. Doyle broke the fence.
Oh yes. No, I wasn't here for that.
No, you weren't.
No, that's what I thought. Yeah.
I don't remember. I just remember hearing Holcomb.
Like, I just wanted to fucking kill people that night.
Yeah, it was like 75 people in the backyard that nobody knew.
I kicked a lot of people out that night.
Jose like jumped on a table or something.
I basically said, "Get the fuck out of my house."
No, you were kind about it. But and I was like, I grabbed our good friend Sean, and I was like, go stand by him, and he was like, all right, because our friend Sean is gigantic.
He is pretty big.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, go stand by him, and then I grabbed our friend Johnny, because I was like, he has two black belts. Go stand by him. And he's like, okay. And he sat down next to Doyle.
Yes, great friends.
Thanks.
Thanks, asshole.
God. He does not look intimidating, but he's got power. He's just the laziest person I've ever met in my life.
In Doyle. The world.
They both are.
Doyle?
No.
Doyle and his husband.
Yeah, very good way to
Johnny.
Put it.
I haven't seen him in a while. I've
Doyle?
Yeah.
We'll see him soon. He's going to come to St. Patrick's Day.
That's true.
Nice. Okay, cool.
The laziest person I've ever met, excluding myself, is Rich, who's in our grade.
Oh, I remember him.
I don't want to give a last name.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly.
Did you ever have gym with him?
About. No, I did not.
The guy was muscle bound. Like if you were in gym class, if you were in the weight room, mm-hmm. the guy was like fucking, you know, lifting like crazy. Mm-hmm. But if you were playing any competitive game,
he'd be like, whatever.
When we were playing badminton. Badminton is the best example ever. He would stand if the shuttlecock.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Wait, you have a problem
is it really
saying
called
it?
The shuttlecock?
No, it's shuttlecock. I've never heard that one before.
It's called the shuttlecock. That's the official
that's
name
one.
Of it.
Okay, that's new.
That's why they call it the birdie, because cock is actually a word for rooster.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes over, that was the official word.
That's news today.
Is it really?
What?
Cock is a term for rooster?
No. The other one.
Oh, shuttlecock.
Yeah, shuttlecock.
Really? You need to watch more British shows.
Yeah, that's true.
But if,
I'm working on it.
If it was within his arm distance, that he could go like this and hit it, he would hit it. He would never step to one step to the left or step to the right.
Really?
If it was within arm distance, he'll hit it. He's not moving for it.
Was he your partner?
I think once. Because he was in my gym class for 2 years, I think. I was such good friends with him in gym class. And when I was outside, I'd be like, hey, Rich, what's up? But in gym class, I loved him because he was so lazy and it was so funny. And he was in such good shape. Like,
right.
That's all he cared. Competitiveness, he didn't give a fuck about. And in the end, I kind of agree with him. If I could go back and be like, wow, being in shape is way more important than being competitive with these other douchebags.
Yeah.
But he got it really early.
that's awesome, though.
But he was so goddamn lazy. It was an inspiration.
The laziest people
nice.
In our lives.
The laziest man.
I wish I could. I really do.
Be lazy?
Yeah.
It's not.
I can't sit still and feel like whenever I'm like doing something, I'm like, I feel like I should be doing something else.
You know how you feel that?
Yes.
Think about the exact opposite of that.
When you're doing something and feel like you shouldn't be doing anything at all? Please show me your ways.
Anytime I'm doing anything, I'm like, oh, it would be so much better if I was just not doing this. If I was just sitting on the couch and watching Netflix, this would be so much better.
See, I start thinking about all the thousand things I gotta do.
Every time I'm doing anything, I think about the thousand things I could be not doing. or doing while sitting on a couch sleeping.
It doesn't help when I have you.
No, Jose's an awful influence. Don't.
I'm telling you.
I've been dealing with him for almost 10 years. Don't. He's the worst.
He does this. He does that. Like, the man doesn't sleep. Are you bionic?
Yeah, I know.
That's been a theory since the 8th grade that I'm half. That I'm
yeah, I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say it.
No, he's a robot. That's
no,
the
there was going to be something else, but I'm not going to say it.
I want to hear it.
No.
Now you're going to say it.
Now we got to hear it. Our viewers are going to start pounding out the doors.
Wait, is it a compliment?
Probably not.
It's not really anything.
If it's not a compliment, you can absolutely say that because we've destroyed Jose every single way on this podcast.
No, when I said that he must be bionic, I was gonna give him a nickname like Magneto or something like that.
hey, Magneto
refers to something very different.
Was a very different thing before Jose's nickname. He is an old Jewish man.
You just gave me a brilliant idea.
Do you know about the nickname?
No.
You know, our sometimes contributor and good friend, Kevin,
Dark Chocolate.
Dark Chocolate.
Oh, one of the founding members?
Yeah, of course. When we were playing Pong over the years, his ball would somehow always aim towards
Magneto.
Jose's genitalia area. And he nicknamed Jose's genitalia area Magneto.
Oh.
You never heard this story, Jay?
I haven't.
Really?
I just learned about this when? A couple days ago, maybe.
In the past 2 weeks or so.
Really? But yes, yeah, Magneto was an old Jewish man.
That, well, you just
who
gave...
evolutionarily became awesome.
One of the greatest supervillains of all
which
time.
Which I maintain is if you had to pick a superpower, ignoring like the big ones that are like Superman superpowers or telepathy or
right.
I can do
Phoenix
any
Phoenix strength.
Or, yeah, or even telekinesis. Yeah.
I wish if you had to
pick, if you had to pick a very reasonable one, I'd be like metal, like Magneto. Mm-hmm. I've seen what he raised some freaking meteor.
Hey, beats calling yourself Princess Fiona or something like that.
Oh god, you shut up right now.
whoa. Princess Fiona didn't have any superpowers, so this is an inside joke.
No, this is just an inside joke now.
I'm aware. You just said it on the podcast, so people are very confused. They need to know what's going on.
She wanted to give
you guys have seen that movie, How to Lose a Guy. What is it? How to Lose a Guy in 10 days.
10 days.
10 days. Yeah, so when she names his thing and Princess Fiona, that's what I said.
She's just being mean to me right now.
Ew.
We're talking about Jose's thing.
Best friend.
I don't want to talk about Jose's thing. I've not seen Jose's thing.
Neither
really?
One.
You haven't?
No, it's been a long time.
He's been streaking a few times.
I know.
We must have missed him, sorry.
He's been completely nude right behind me. He's been not right behind me. Several feet behind me. I've happened to every single chance.
You're like, I can't.
Every single guess. No. Every single chance I could have seen it. It happened to be out of my view, so yeah. I didn't even have to cover my eyes.
No, I
the funniest didn't. Moment in human history was blocked from my view. Happily, by the way.
Was that the I Want to Go Home night?
No. Was it? I Want to Go Home?
I don't remember.
Can I tell the story?
No, you weren't there.
Can we not talk about these stories, please?
No, I'm going to tell
Not on mic.
I was going to tell it very abbreviated.
Okay, long story short, got super fucking
drunk. No. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it very abbreviated. Yeah, you will not be embarrassed. Jose was very drunk. He walked by. He was going into the shower or going into the bath. Okay. He was naked, which if you have a towel and you're walking out of your room naked going to the shower, you would imagine it would be around your midsection, correct?
Yeah.
It was if you're a man.
Yes.
It was over his shoulder.
What is wrong with you?
No fucks were given.
I was sitting on a
no fucks were given.
I was sitting on a chair, a plastic chair, facing. Here's Jose walking this way. I was facing this way, the opposite way from him, so my back is towards him.
So Faith just hasn't been there for you.
Our good friend Chris Doyle was sitting on the chair here, looking this way, so he got the whole picture. Jose walked in. And I think he was it was that a was that about that that he said something and I was dying laughing.
He just goes,
he kicked out my chair.
He just goes, Jose's naked.
Yeah, whatever happened. He said Jose's naked. I don't know if that was the moment, but I was sitting there laughing, and he kicks out the bottom of my chair because I dared him, and I fall down laughing, like literally off the chair laughing.
Wow.
But so, yeah, that was
a long time ago.
Is that like a safety phrase? Jose's naked.
Not really.
I think
I'm sorry. Just because you broke up
I
with your
you
boyfriend
like to go streaking
doesn't mean
I'm
having sex.
No, that was twice when I was beyond drunk.
Jose's naked?
Yeah.
In general? Like, yes. If anything's going wrong?
You can't convince
me
to go streaking anymore.
Wait, what?
I don't think anyone would try. I said, so you like to go streaking, huh?
That happened twice.
Oh yeah, that happened.
But too. I stole traffic cones to cover my junk.
Yes, you did.
Well, you didn't steal. Well,
I did.
You didn't steal them after that. It was.
I stole a traffic cone while streaking.
They weren't really stolen.
I heard about that story. No,
they were at the gas station across the street.
Oh. Yeah, did we add that to our collection?
We added them. No, we added them after I took them from the gas station when I shrieked.
Our alleged collection that no one can ever prove?
Actually, that's true. It's gone.
Oh, so true.
Wait, where is that? Do you still have it?
I may or may not have helped dispose of that evidence that did not exist. I did. Or may not have.
I forgot you were involved in that.
Who knows?
I should have met you earlier.
That was a weird time.
You met me when all that shit was behind.
That was a weird time.
Yeah.
Sure, it sounds like it.
It was a very interesting time. I wasn't involved in the actual collecting. I was just involved, or may not have been, involved in the disposing. Okay.
You know what I was doing today you would appreciate? Collecting, just brought it up. I was looking through, I went to Play and Trade and sold a bunch of games.
Okay.
Just because I was like, I'm never playing fucking Superman Returns ever again.
How much did you get for them?
You got
you. It was about was that high of games.
Was that a good game?
No. It was a stack about that high of games, I got $11 for it. Really? But I'm like, I'm never ever playing any of these games again.
I don't know. eBay, wouldn't eBay give you more money?
Probably, but I'm not taking the time to do that. Like,
that's true. I just sold one.
It was just, and I had a big conversation. I had a long conversation with the guy that ran it, Pete. Mm-hmm. I was in there for a while. We were talking about the future of game consoles. We were talking about how Nintendo screwed up. I'm like, I want to go in and talk to this guy again. He was like, it was a good day. But I was looking at stuff to sell because this morning I was like, I should look at stuff, see what I can get rid of.
Okay.
I was looking at my comic book collection.
Oh, don't sell anything from that.
But I don't have a big comic book collection.
Like?
For the most part, it's just my graphic novels. I have a bunch of singles that I've looked through and been like, this is new, I want this, yeah. But there's a few that my parents my mom didn't understand when I got into comics. She seemed to think I wanted to collect comics.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't want to collect comics, I like reading comics. Like, I really don't care about collecting. But the first year, she gave me a World's Finest. From like 1974 or something.
Ooh.
It was Green Arrow and Superman. It was like, they're on the planet of people without faces. And their faces were just whited out. And looking back, I'm like, that is the cheapest goddamn way to draw this ever. You just don't have to draw the faces.
it's so true.
Like looking back, knowing about those guys that were working at the time, about like the industry, I'm like, goddamn it, this is so goddamn cheap.
These people without faces.
But I looked it up online. It was 75 cents at the time. I don't know how much my mom spent for it, but I guarantee it was more than $7, which is how much you can find for it on eBay.
Oh my god.
And I was just like, God damn it, Mom. Like, you got ripped, you got chipped out of a comic. Like, all I wanted was, like, at the time, it was like, give me Blackest Night, give me Green Lantern Reaver. Like, give me something new. I like new things. But wow. I was looking up today to sell, and it was like $7.95 for the copy of the book from, like, the 70s.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh.
You haven't seen my collection.
I really want to see your collection.
It's a beauty. I've told you about the
I know you have a lot of Spider-Mans.
Do have a lot of Spider-Mans. I probably have, I don't know what I have the most of. I am offering a prize for anyone who can guess which single comic book in my collection started the collection. I will give you $1,000.
That's not even fair because you told me at one point.
Do you remember what it was?
Was it your uncle? Your uncle gave you like a Punisher issue or something.
No. It's completely random. Okay. It's the most random thing in the world. No one can ever guess.
It's an Archie comic.
It's impossible. That is a good guess, but no. It's close. I got my first Archie around that time.
It was Archie meets the Punisher. which for everyone listening is an actual comic book. Do you know about this?
No.
Oh my god.
Archie meets the Punisher?
No, this completely exists. There's the Punisher gets like a target, you know, he gets a target that happens to look exactly like Archie, and he goes to Riverdale hunting the guy down, and it's not Archie, it's like this thug, like, that looks exactly like Archie. It's the greatest crossover of all time.
Oh my god.
Who set him up? Did Betty and Veronica set him up?
I don't even remember. No, the guy just happens to look exactly like Archie.
Is there a picture of this? Like, where you can see that this actually exist?
Probably online. Oh, just okay. Type
so,
in,
so it wasn't an actual
go
crossover.
Go on there. You have a giant screen. It was an actual crossover.
But like, did they use the name Archie?
Yes, they went to Riverdale. Archie went to Riverdale.
Oh my god, this is too good.
Just show the cover if you can. Archie meets the Punisher.
Let me see.
Wow, that is the Punisher.
If that is the Punisher.
No way.
In front of the Riverdale gang having a school dance.
Is the skull in the upper corner smiling?
Probably.
Like, well, it's an Archie skull.
What it is, it's half Archie's head, half the Punisher's logo.
Wow.
That is amazing. This is the best thing I found since Pat showed me those comic strips of Spider-Man being molested by Uncle Ben.
What?
He was never molested by Uncle Ben.
You gotta pull that up.
No. He was never molested by Uncle Ben.
I need to see this.
No, I don't support this.
In the 1970s or 80s.
It was a creepy random dude. It was not Uncle Ben.
Yeah, no, it just looks like him.
God damn it. Yeah, no, Uncle Ben's a good guy.
Uncle Ben was dead at the time, too, of this comic taking place.
Uncle Ben's the best guy.
Apparently in the 70s.
Is this it?
Let me see.
What the hell is that? That's not it.
What is it? Come on.
Oh, that is it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's not Uncle Ben, though, just because he has white hair.
Because he has white hair. What teenager has white hair? But Uncle Ben is...
Quicksilver.
Well played.
Quicksilver molested Spider-Man.
Well played.
All right, then that was a little
Don't
weird.
Don't do that on Marvel. Come on, man.
Get out of here, Marvel.
Okay, then.
Speaking of funny Marvel things, when you called Magneto an old Jewish man...
He's an old Jewish man.
I feel like we need to make our own comic now of Magneto, where... Like,
as if he didn't have powers? No, he becomes an old Jewish man?
No, with his powers, but we're like, okay, let's not suspend our disbelief. This is what an old Jewish man would be like. And
wait. So it's going to be a guy that was... No, we'll do Magneto, who was not raised in Europe in the 30s. It's Magneto who's raised in the 30s in New York City, so he just grows up to be like an angry, what's it called, rabbi with what metal powers.
Well, not necessarily rabbi. No, like he just like walks around, and then like when a battle comes in, he's just like,
we're gonna do this now. You're gonna throw that at me. All right, fine. No, I'm not even gonna block it. All right, you can do that if you want. I guess.
Well, I am hot burn.
Yeah, all right. That's fine. You can do that. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. And I'll see you next week and we can talk about this. But I'm not doing this now.
You want me to pick up the truck? It's so expensive.
Yeah, I mean, if I throw this, I'll have to pay for it. And then then I'll end up suing you. And then you'll end up suing me.
Insurance information. And my niece is graduating. Yeah, I gotta give her a present. It's gonna be expensive.
And my cousin's a lawyer. It's clearly
like
gonna
Uncle Johnny from the morning show.
It's clearly gonna be better than your lawyer. He's my cousin. His name is Mordecai.
Mordecai and I, we used to go
Mordecai
fishing.
And I, we went to
we caught
fishing,
some
we went to
fish.
We went to Hebrew school. We went, our Uncle Maury was...
Jeez, and on the Sabbath, too. Jesus, Charles, you have to call me every Saturday night?
This is crazy.
My God, look at this place.
My God.
It's filthy.
My wife, Aline, is yelling at me. What am I supposed to do? What do you want me to do, Charles?
My kids, they're everywhere.
We can fight, or I can raise my kids. You can choose. Choose.
That is... You gentlemen have to do this.
We really should.
Find someone to animate it.
Old Jewish man Magneto.
Jewish man Magneto.
I was watching X-Men First Class today. Or yesterday, whatever it was. The smallest detail annoyed the shit out of me.
Oh, Jesus.
Only in the beginning, in the Holocaust beginning.
Oh, that it was the same scene?
No, but they call him Eric. His name is Max. He chooses the name Eric Lencher.
Oh, do they call him Eric?
Yeah, when he's born, he's Max Eisenhower.
Yeah, no, I know his name's Maximilian,
remember
actually.
Remember when Kevin Bacon is like, oh, little Eric Lensire. Like,
oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he calls him Eric Lencher. That's a name that he picked after World War II.
Yeah, his name is Max.
Max Eisenhower.
Because if his name was Eric, they wouldn't have taken him to the Holocaust. It was because his name was
Maximilian. I don't know if Eric was the reason. It might have been his last name.
Well...
Might have been Lencher, or the fact that they were actually Jewish.
Maximilian didn't help.
I don't think Maximilian is a Jewish name.
No, it isn't, but
I think it's actually, Greek?
Yeah.
I would say Greek.
Yeah. It's weird that we said Greek at the same time, because I wasn't sure, but I was thinking Greek.
At least that's what comes to mind.
Alrighty then.
It's very possible. But Jews like the Greeks, and therefore...
Do we?
I don't see why you have beef with them.
I particularly like the Greeks. I just didn't know that was a major. Like, I didn't know that was like a stereotype.
Well, now you're the ambassador for Jewish relations.
I know, right? Like, I didn't know I was like leading into a stereotype. I thought it was like weird.
Congratulations. Weird. You just created a stereotype.
Congrations, I'm a stereotype.
You should have a background music behind a stereotype.
We're working on the fancy stuff.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Imagine when we can put sound effects in this stuff.
We can now.
Well, we can, but like, imagine if we get like really like ridiculous sound effects.
Like what? What are ridiculous sound effects?
A Kamehameha wave.
Yes.
We can do that. I downloaded all of those.
I know.
Ooh, can we just do random Kamehameha waves?
Kamehameha.
I just watched an episode of Dragon Ball where Krillin and Goku are at the tournament for the first time.
Why?
Because
I can.
Oh, good.
Well, no, I'm watching Dragon Ball like way through. Yeah, I've never seen it
before. You're finally at the good place.
Yeah.
The first tournament is where everything picks up.
It's quite good. But I saw where Master Roshi, like, Kamehameha waved himself back into the arena after being thrown out.
Wait, who was he fighting?
He was fighting Krillin, I think, actually, when he did that.
I guess Krillin did fight Jackie Chan in the first tournament, right?
Yeah.
Oh, because that's where they do that, like, they jump and they, like, they have to reenact the whole thing because no one could see it.
Right.
I just thought of something really, really random.
Oh, that bay.
If you call that girl back again, you can tell her that you haven't had the chance to answer back to her voicemail because you were busy watching Dragon Ball.
I've been busy with a lot of things.
You can tell her that.
I mean, it's been a couple of years, so I imagine. That's the other thing. Only been watching Dragon Ball for the past 2 years, I'd be a little concerned.
It's true.
Although, I guess if anything you sum up of my life in the last 2 years, that's an accomplishment. I guess it would be just watching Dragon Ball.
It's true. I just say I've just been so busy with the stuff.
With the Dragon Ball.
The Dragon Ball. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. Oh, my God. Charles.
Charles has been making me fight him every week. It's been a whole thing.
Oh, let me tell you something. I tried to get Colossus to help me because Charles tried to make me eat something that wasn't kosher. And I told him that it is.
I was like, it's not cool. It's if it's not been blessed by a rabbi, I can't eat it.
And it's Passover, right?
God's sakes.
Good God, Charles. I know that you're very into your Easter and you're painting Easter eggs for Jesus, but Passover.
And
is
you're making people paint their Easter eggs for Easter. Not doing it yourself because you're too goddamn lazy in that chair, but whatever.
This is amazing. I love every second of this.
Jewish Magneto. We got something.
Jewish Magneto.
We got
more Jewish Magneto. He is Jewish.
He is Jewish. And he is old.
Yeah, I mean, he's just more Jewish.
He's just really, really Jewish.
Brooklyn Jewish Magneto.
And there's our title.
Oh, God.
Oh, I mean, like, because he is, like, arguably one of the greatest villains ever. And so just to think of him that
it's so weird that Marvel Studios have access to don't have access to Magneto, Doctor Doom.
Why is that?
It's a licensing situation. And Magneto, Doctor Doom, and who would I say the other best Marvel?
Professor Xavier?
No, villains.
Magneto and Doctor Doom are the biggies.
Magneto and Doctor Doom are
I would say those are the two greatest Marvel villains by far.
Well, they have Thanos, they have
I'm sitting across from you.
They have Loki. who's the other one they always use? They go in a cycle. If you look at Marvel's like event comics.
Ultron
they have. We'll just go with Doctor
Doom. Red Skull. They have the Red
Skull. Oh, Red Skull, always... yeah. Those six are the ones they are constantly using, and they're missing two of them.
Yeah, it's so true. Yes, Bandit.
Norman Osborn.
Oh, Norman Osborn.
Norman Osborn is arguably the biggest one.
Yeah.
Because they are constantly using Norman.
They are always using Norman Osborn.
And they can't use him. It's got to be so annoying.
That's crazy.
I don't know why, because actors play different roles. Like, I don't know why this particularly makes me laugh, but the guy who was... Did you guys see the Muppets? The new Muppet movie with Jesus? No.
Yes.
Well, in it, the bad guy is going to be the same guy who's playing Norman Osborn in the new movie.
Oh, it's what's-his-face?
I don't know his name.
He was in... he's been in a lot of things.
And all I'm just going to think of is, like, him in the Muppets, like, being like, there's oil under this studio, she. Big money here, she.
Oh, Lord.
That's just silly.
Exactly, and I'm going to be thinking, I don't know why.
That's pretty funny.
That's very rare for him.
What?
That kind of role. Hang on.
Like the actual big role. Oh, Kyle's looking him up.
Let me find his name because I know Chris Cooper. He's been in a million things. I know from he was in Born Identity. He was in The Patriot. He was in American Beauty. Like
he is what we call.
He was in October Sky or Vanilla. Which one is that? With Jake Gyllenhaal shooting off
Vanilla rockets. October Sky.
Yeah, October Sky. He was one of them. Yeah, someone shooting off rockets.
He is a classic. What we like to call a that guy actor.
Yeah,
that guy actor.
Well, he's a character.
A that guy.
Please define.
Exactly. An undefined actor who's just in everything.
You want to know the person that's credited under him in the Amazing Spider-Man 2 credits? It's this person, Alana Blair, who's cast as Girl Saved by Spider-Man. This is the person under Norman Osborn.
Wow. Interesting. Girl Saved by Spider-Man. There's a lot of those. But Reddit put together a list of the top 10 that guy actors.
Oh, God.
Can I have the emeralds, please? They keep coming up on my YouTube.
I love this. I gotta hold it.
Me too. I do it all the time.
The top two actors were Clark Gregg and J.K. Simmons.
I disagree 150%. Both of those people are very recognizable.
I would agree. But apparently Reddit thinks that people don't know their names.
And both of them could end up in a Spider-Man movie eventually, hopefully. We just need Clark Gregg in a Spider-Man movie to be like, we want you to come to the Avengers, and everything will be settled. Everything will be great.
Everything will be amazing.
Just let Sony hire him as, like, Coulson. Don't even call him Phil Coulson. Don't call him Agent Phil Coulson of S.H.I.E.L.D. Just call him Phil Coulson, have him show up and be like, I want to talk to you about something. Credits. And everyone would be like, I'm going to pay $10 billion for the next movie if it's the movie I think it's going to be.
Oh, my God. Have they revealed anything important with him on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since I've stopped watching it and stopped caring?
I don't know. I heard they're planning. The fate of the show is still up in the air.
Really?
It's not renewed. It's not canceled. But I know... The girl who plays Sif in Thor is going to show up, Jamie Alexander.
Oh, really?
She's going to show up, and I know they're planning more Marvel cameos. So
they're getting desperate.
Yeah.
They're getting desperate.
But the thing is, Disney owns Marvel. Marvel owns Thor. If Disney doesn't want that show to go away, it's not going to go away.
Fair.
You know, it'll be around forever if it wants to.
That is true.
It didn't earn its place like Arrow did. Yeah, Arrow.
You just got to remember there's limitless potential when you have Mickey Mouse money.
Fair. That is true.
Arrow doesn't need Mickey Mouse money. It's just good enough.
It's good on its own.
Well, they got Bugs Bunny money.
Kind of.
Yeah,
different kind of money.
Bugs Bunny movie isn't nearly as much as like Mickey Mouse money. Mouse.
Yeah, that's true.
Not nearly. Although I like Bugs Bunny more than Mickey Mouse personally.
Yes.
They actually recently started playing the Looney Tunes a lot on TV.
Yeah,
like I always find it on in the back because I just have my TV on when I do everything.
Boomerang show. I was watching. It was one day I was watching the old Looney Tunes on Boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
So much better.
Oh, and it's on Boomerang too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense, actually, because it's been on, like, regular Cartoon Network, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that...
Probably to make up for the fucking shitty one.
No, they do that during the day.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I was just kind of looking at some stuff, and there's an article titled, The Top 10 Worst Superheroes.
Whoa.
I wonder if we know
that's
them.
That's insulting.
Top 10 Worst Superheroes?
Yes.
That's...
At number 10 is The Red Bee.
I don't know that guy even a little bit.
These are going to be so obscure.
Yeah, no, they're not going to be people
had
we
the...
know.
Hold on, let me see what his super... The Red Bee had trained Bumblebee called Michael. Let me see what his super...
He had trained Bumblebee?
The Red Bee was vigilant with a utility
belt.
A stinger gun, and the ability to call upon a swarm of bees, just in case he was stripped with the sudden urge to make some honey.
This sounds like so many characters.
With the sudden urge to make some honey.
Hey, just go down the list. I thought they were going
to
recognize any...
Woody the Pooh?
Number 9 is Arm Fall Off Boy. And I'm just kind of skipping.
What was his name?
Arm Fall Off Boy. I wish you guys could see it. But
his arm falls off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
That's a boy? That's a freaking jackass boy.
That is a jack boy. Does he have a tattoo also?
He could pull off his arm and use it as a whatever tool. What a waste of spandex. Then the number 8 is Skate Man.
Skate Man.
Oh, God. These are so obscure.
And let's say, what was his superpower? Obviously... Saviors, it's pretty much just skating. Razorback is number 7.
Wait, I know Razorback.
What? Razorback?
Yeah, he comes up with number 7.
Wait, can you read his description? I feel like I know him.
The whole thing. Okay, let me
explain. He has a bunch of Gillette razors on
Spider-Man
his back.
Check Batman, check the Wolverine, check blah, blah, blah. Chances are, sorry, I'm not really reading. I want to see what his superpower is. Why else would you think dressing up as a pig and fighting crime would be a good idea? Why, Holly's why, or why did we mention his superpowers was the ability to drive any vehicle? Seriously, even Truckman's a winner when compared with Razorback.
I'm sorry, but to be honest, that's a pretty good superpower. I mean, like, if you had to have that or nothing.
I guess so.
Like, yeah. You could just hop on a motorcycle and know how to drive it as opposed to not knowing how to drive it.
So, like, could he drive, like, a sophisticated
military
vehicle?
He could drive pretty much
vehicle?
Anything.
He
any
said he
vehicle.
Could drive any vehicle.
It's number 6 is Color right. Kid.
Color Kid?
That sounds incredibly
okay. All right. That is a. That just looks like. That just looks like Crazy Quill. Wait. Is he in the. Like, before you say it.
Go ahead.
Is he in the Legion of Superheroes?
Let's see. First appearance, Adventure Comics 34, number 342.
Yes. Adventure Comics when the Legion came in. That's him. I knew it. Wow. I think he's one of the kids that auditioned for the Legion
and
didn't get in.
Perhaps his origin story is a little better, but I guess his name is, you're probably going to say it better than I can, Yuluvak, whatever, from the planet Lubra.
Yes, he's an alien. That means definitely Legion. Yes!
Became Color Kid when he was struck by a rainbow color ray of light from another planet.
Sounds about right.
Yep. How about, okay, yes. So.
I'm all colorful now.
Well, there's a bunch of, like,
does he really talk like that?
No, he's just being insensitive.
I know, that would be pretty cool, though.
There's a bunch of rejects from
I was
Legion.
Hit by a ray of lights from another planet.
Well, you know,
and now I'm going to fight crime.
But see, that's the thing. There's a bunch of reject Legion members, but one of the Legion members who didn't get rejected is Bouncing Boy, who turns into a large ball and bounces around. And he's not even just a member, he's one of the core members.
At number 5, we have a Marvel superhero.
Oh, a matter-eating lad. He just eats anything.
No, Squirrel Girl.
Oh my god, that's like, what? Squirrel Girl is not a bad character. Squirrel Girl is amazing.
Squirrel Girl.
Oh, the Rocket Raccoon's cousin?
No, she's Squirrel Girl. Show him. It's very different.
I mean, she's kind of hot if you're into that.
She's the nanny.
I'm not too sure.
She is the nanny of Luke Cage and Jessica Jones.
Really?
She watches their baby.
Wow.
Wow.
Squirrel Girl is intensely important.
That tail's kind of creeping me out.
Let's see. What does she do? I mean, I'm trying to find her.
I really don't think she has any powers. I think she's just squirrel powers.
She has an uncanny ability to stuff an incredible amount of food in her jeans and store it
number
for winter.
Number 4.
Yeah, she does.
Number 4 is Mannequin.
I don't know Mannequin.
Mannequin is from Alpha Flight. First appearance Alpha Flight, number 44. And you guys can guess what his
superpower
is.
Alpha Flight's Canadian.
Number 3 is Crypto the Super Dog.
Crypto is not
what?
A bad character.
Crypto the Super Dog.
That is not a bad character.
Crypto is Kryptonian. He has all the powers of a super...
Is that Superman's pet or something?
Yeah. He has all of Superman's powers as a dog.
It's Superman as a dog, basically.
All right.
It was when he was a baby.
Oh my god. This one is totally some SMN or something. I don't know. Bondage. Number 2 is Leather Boy. His picture is quite interesting.
Yikes.
As you can see.
Who is he from?
He looks like he should be in Las Vegas or something, like in a corner.
That's a boy? Looks like a very hairy man.
That's a pretty hairy
leather boy.
Wow, that's a hairy chest.
I don't know. It just reminds me of that.
Is that from Legion of Superheroes also?
Yeah.
I don't think I need to swing on JD after that.
Everyone with boy tends to be in the Legion. I'm very concerned about their league.
Great Lake Avenger.
Great Lake Avenger.
Yeah.
The Great Lake Avenger is a joke.
Oh, look at this. A BDSM hero. Leather Boy wore a studded collar, leather chaps, a leather flat cap, and even a bowl gag in his mouth.
How did they get away with this?
Don't you think about that as you grow up?
Because they didn't. They did. The Great Lake Avengers was a joke. Literally, it was not even joking. It was literally a joke. It was like Justice League Antarctica. It was not a real thing.
Justice League Antarctica.
I need a drum roll for number 1.
I want to know.
Number 1 is Doorman.
doorman?
What? That's a pretty... That's
just... Hold on. Just
that's the most generic costume of all time.
Just the fact that he's sitting down makes him the worst superhero of all time. I'm not going to lie. Fight crime?
For him, I actually want to read the whole thing. Sadly, doorman doesn't have the ability to deny anyone entry to a nightclub just because they're wearing trainers. In fact, doorman's real ability isn't much better than that. He can teleport another person anywhere they want to go in the world as long... as it's only into the next room. So technically...
Hey!
What if you're outside?
Hey! Okay. Can you do that? No!
But I'll pass it as superpower.
But you know what? There's a way I can do that right now. I could just pick you up and chuck you into one of the open doors right now. Yeah, it's locked.
Party trick to pull when someone needs a beer from the fridge, but good enough to fight crime, not really. Doorman was frequently undone, but his namesake, the door...
I got.
Wait, what is he from? Does it say?
Yes, he's actually from Avengers West Coast number 46. Oh, that was his first appearance.
Damn it, Avengers West Coast was a joke too. Not literally a joke, like Avengers the Great Lakes was literally a joke. Avengers West Coast just sucked.
Let me tell you something.
Wow.
Sarah Connor, when the Terminator was busting down that police station,
she would have very much loved that guy.
Absolutely. He would have came to her rescue and she would have just opened her legs and been like, take me.
I still disagree
with that. Girls do that with Channing Tatum and he doesn't have any superpowers.
Well, that depends. I've heard he's in talks to be a superhero.
Is it just me or does Channing Tatum and the guy who plays Roy Harper in Arrow look astonishingly similar?
Not even a little bit.
You don't think so? No. Jose, please.
He's very short. Please, not like him at all.
Please, with your beautiful new monitor and computer, double image the guy who plays Roy Harper and Channing Tatum
If the guy that
I will tell you if it looks
if the guy who played Roy Harper gained like 35 pounds.
I mean, he is skinny. I'm not saying identical. Well, okay, kind of. I think so. I think they look a lot alike.
Really?
Like they're not.
Let me see. I'll tell you.
Oh, that picture specifically.
That's the guy.
The one right above that picture. No, to the right of that. That kind of looks like Channing Tatum if he gained lots of weight.
I think the guy to the left looks like Channing Tatum.
That's the same guy.
The picture to the left. But the picture to the far left, actually. Yeah, that one.
A little bit from afar.
Really?
I think so.
That's weird. I just find it weird that that picture is up against that picture of Roy.
Yeah, why is he up against the redhead Roy?
Roy is always a redhead.
I know, but no, I'm saying, like, why would they... He's not redheaded, so why would they put him up against
redhead Roy? Well, it's comparing. Like, this is Roy Harper... meet the new Roy Harper kind of thing.
Oh. Uh-huh. See, I look at that as, look at what a terrible job we did of getting a guy who looks like Roy Harper.
Well, it's also unfair, because that Roy Harper with the bow, you know, the picture of the comic book Roy Harper was like 30 years old.
Fair. Let's put a picture of Grant Gustin next to the real blonde jacked Barry Allen.
I don't even care, dude. I don't care. Of him in the Flash mask.
I'm happy.
We're going to talk about so much tomorrow that's something we're talking about right now, but...
Mm-hmm. The point to take out of this conversation is that I'm ridiculously picky at the fact that everyone wants to be a superhero nowadays, and yet they obnoxiously cast people who look nothing like the way they do in the comics.
Well, Barry, not Leather Boy. That's all I care about.
Well,
fair.
I'm sure that'll eventually be in a movie. I'm sure that has a movie, actually. If you typed it on Google, I'm sure Leather Boy's a movie.
Can you look up Leather Boy?
Don't type it on Google. That'll be a very dangerous thing. Yeah.
Come on, do it.
We're going to get a bunch of BDSM pictures.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes, that was the joke I was making. It's definitely a movie somewhere.
Let's get a Trojan in this computer as fast as we can. Look up Leather Boy.
I just installed Norton 360 in this fucker.
It won't help.
It's like Arrested Development had Mother Boy.
Now with Leather Boy.
Oh, good lord.
Mother Boy 30, so is Mother Boy XXX.
Mother Boy XXX. Leather Boy. Now I'm picturing Buster in leather.
How did they get away with this?
What, the comic?
Yeah.
That was a joke. It was clearly just something they threw in.
Copious amounts of PCP.
No, people didn't give a shit as long as there was not...
I mean, just look at him, though. He clearly looks like a...
Yeah, but you can... I mean, comics today are fucking disturbing. And you could... Like, that's... There are just
BDSM comics all over the place. And just adult comics.
Especially the manga shit. That's
not even what I'm talking about.
That's Japan.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, like, I walk in because the comic book store that I usually get my stuff from
is a big manga store?
They have a big manga section. And
really? Most places don't.
They'll have, like, big blown up pictures of manga stuff. And, like, it's just, like, some fucking girl who looks like she's three and has, like, fucking tits popping out of her. And I'm like, the fuck? She has a binky in her mouth and fucking tits popping out of her shirt. And I'm like, what is this?
Well, she could be at a rave. She could be legal age and be at a rave. They have binkies.
They have binkies?
Yeah.
That actually is true. They do have those at raves.
What's happening to the world? Why is a binky a...
Well, it's like, glows in the dark.
No, that's not even remotely what it is.
Oh, I don't fucking want to know.
No, it's when
we want to know.
It's when you drop acid or when you take ecstasy, I should say. Ecstasy, you get your mouth gets very dry. And that's what all the lollipops are from. That's what all the and binkies. It's just become something because it's something to keep your mouth moist.
Oh wow, I did not know at all.
Yeah.
And they didn't have that one rave we went to didn't have binkies.
Yeah, that's not a real rave. That was a sanctioned rave at a con. That's not a rave. Yeah,
that was fun. It was fun. We were drunk.
Hey, there were a lot. We were drunk, and there were a lot of inappropriate people there.
Inappropriate people or underage girls.
Yes.
Both. There were inappropriately dressed girls, and then there were inappropriately dressed girls underage.
Oh, yes.
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 And then there was Master Roshi.
Yes.
Wait, what?
There was Master Roshi. And actually, it would have been completely okay for him to, like, go around and try and touch everyone, because he's just Master Roshi. He can't say anything. It's like, hey, he's Master Roshi.
Police arrest him. No, I was just being my character.
Oh, wait, hold on. His nose is bleeding. It's okay. Yeah. He always does that when he sees a girl's crotch.
Oh, God.
There really was a dude there that looked like him?
There was a guy who was dressed up as Master Roshi.
He was dressed up like him. Like, he wore his turtle hermit.
Yeah.
Outfit and stuff.
This is an anime convention. People are in costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not as many Sailor Moon people as I thought there would be.
It's because it's so overdone. People try to avoid, like, the most obvious ones. They try to go for more random, obscure these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You weren't Doctor Who, were you?
I was the Doctor. Oh. But because I didn't have the right shoes.
But it's not... That's not anime, though.
No, but it's fucking cosplays. People don't give a shit.
Oh, okay. Mm. Fair.
But I didn't have the right shoes. People couldn't tell if I was the Doctor or Phoenix Wright. Because they both wear royal blue suits. Mm. And without my coat, you really can't tell.
That's right.
Because my coat was fucking soaking wet.
Oh, God.
I wonder why.
Yeah, it was.
Because I've gotten to a fender bender without the rain for an hour.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that.
That doesn't sound as sexy as he made it sound.
Well, I mean, if you want a second, so I'll tell you later.
I wonder why, because the Doctor was getting it on with... Hello Kitty in the...
You didn't mention that part.
No Hello Kitty's there either.
No, you're right.
That's like the only... That and Sailor Moon is the extent of the...
That's all of Japan that you know about?
It's all of anime women that I know about.
It's very
sexist when it comes to
There was one hot chick dressed as Misty.
Oh, was there?
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
Yeah.
Really?
That's like one of my favorite things. It's a busty girl dressed up as Misty.
Well, there was someone... I forget who it was, but
Can you do that for me?
What?
I just wanted to see her reaction. I just wanted to see her reaction.
Okay, Kyle, go right ahead.
Me, Kyle, and Kevin were walking around.
Wait,
me,
you?
You said Kyle. Me, Doyle, and Kevin were walking around, and it was there was some girl that was, I don't know who the hell she was dressed as. It was some kind of anime character. You were like not there the entire time. I don't know where you were like most of the time.
Was I watching Godzilla?
Don't know.
Maybe
that
might have happened.
But there was a girl. You might have actually seen her. She was like basically wearing a bra, and that was about it. It was like some kind of fake top situation. Mm-hmm. And, like, really short shorts. I'm like, that's not even a costume. It's like she was walking by. I'm like, that's, like, ugh.
Did she look at you, or is she say anything?
No, she was just walking by, but it was just like, I appreciate that, but try harder. That's not a costume. Like,
I don't remember this. Try harder.
I didn't see it either.
After you fell into the wall.
Way after. It was the next day. we've told that story so many times on this podcast.
We have.
Yeah.
We're
talking about it again.
We have. It's true.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, what else we got for the night? We're saving up all the good stuff for tomorrow when we have the other boys.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've done.
Did anyone end up watching the closing ceremonies of the Olympics? By the way,
I watched.
Didn't we talk about it?
We did. No, but I wanted you guys to see it.
I watched it after. Yeah.
Did you?
The scary bear.
Wasn't it creepy as shit?
Also on the Daily Show, they talked about it.
And the bear had a tear.
Yeah, the tear. That was what Jon Stewart was like. You know, the ceremonial. You know, ending with the crying bear and the pictures of all the poets and artists that we've had that they've had executed or jailed over the years, because there was just giant portraits of like Russian, you know, artists and painters writers.
Right. Oh my god. So good.
And now, as we know, Russia is invading Ukraine, which is great.
Oh yeah.
So we get to go to a Cold War part two. Hooray!
Thanks, Putin.
Oh, and
well, it's a good thing we have Dr. Manhattan on our side.
Well, that's, yeah. And freaking North Korea shot a bunch of...
Wait, you're not sharing?
Shot two missiles off at South Korea.
They're terrible, though, North Korea.
I know, like, but it's not time to do that.
I know, but it shows you how hard it is to create a nuclear program.
Oh, I know.
You really need, and North Korea has not benefited themselves in any way by saying we don't need the rest of the world.
Have you heard what's it called? Who is it? It's one of the banks that, one of the big financial institutions that, Goldman Sachs, I think. Owns like 2,000 tons of uranium.
Do they?
Oh shit!
Yeah, they like acquired it in some kind of like thing they bought.
Really?
It might be 2,000 tons. It might actually be 2 tons, but 2 tons of uranium is 2 tons of uranium. You know?
Oh my god!
So like,
they are selfish bastards.
It was just like, wow, they have like Goldman Sachs is in a way better position to make a nuclear arsenal than North Korea.
It's probably true.
That's brilliant.
Fun fact, because I don't know where you guys stand on nuclear energy, but I think it's a kilogram of uranium. Maybe it's a pound. I'm not sure. It's either a kilogram or a pound of uranium alone can power the entire United States for 4 minutes.
So 2 tons?
2 tons could power the United States for a very long time.
Yeah.
I'm not a supporter that we should all completely... nuclear,
well,
but
I
just
think nuclear
just
was a good
thought.
Idea, but I think we've gotten past that. I think like there's if we actually would use solar slash like wind farms, putting underwater windmills, I think we could do it without doing that.
Well, I think the key is the diversity. I think
everything.
A little bit of everything. Even fossil fuels. A little bit of that.
Oh, we know
a little
that.
Bit of nuclear. A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. We know that. What was it called?
Something.
Moderation.
No, it might be, actually.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Really?
Moderation is the key to everything. We know that as people.
That's
Why aren't we doing that with energy?
Because we are dumb.
Yep.
Well, no, it's because the oil companies are rich.
Oh, that too.
That too, yeah.
That too. Yeah, I saw BP made $400 billion last year.
Well, did you see... no, this is even crazier. Did you see when the president, the whole Ukraine situation, you know, like the people revolted and the president left and fled to Russia?
Yeah.
And like went to Putin, was like, oh, my country revolted. But he took $100 billion with him.
Where did he get the money from? Just the government?
The Ukraine! No. He took $100 billion from them!
That's crazy.
But how do you do that? Like, did he put it on a flash drive? Like, how do you take $100 billion with you?
He put it all in a lot of leather-bound suitcases.
Yeah, he was just carrying, like, a lot of bags.
Like, a lot of their baggage claims.
And he knocked on the door, he was like, Putin! He's like, what? Can I come in? Like, no. My people are revolted. I don't care. I have $100 billion. Okay.
You're paying for the pizza tonight. I think they have pizza.
Yeah. I know Moscow has like McDonald's and Burger King and.
No.
True.
Yeah, I know they have like.
You think they have Domino's?
Like, maybe they have like. They have like Shake Shack.
They have Shake Shack?
Yeah, they have, like, a lot of shit.
So there's two Shake Shacks in the
you
country.
You watched American Dad, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when his, like, Russian counterpart came to town? He was...
Oh, yeah.
When the wall fell and I found capitalism, I started working at First Moscow McDonald's. And I got promoted and I went to work at First Moscow Burger King. And then there were dark times when I was working at First Moscow Hardee's.
Oh, my God.
That's fine.
First Moscow Hardee's.
That was some deep, deep breath right there.
Yeah, no, I'm just a little tired.
Are we all doing it? Like,
yeah, we're all doing it. Garrett had performance anxiety.
I do. I get very nervous when I'm on air. When I'm on cue, I can't stand all these faces looking at me. Can we put up a glass actually right behind you and have a viewing station?
You guys can't have demands until you have groupies. So you gotta wait.
That's oh, Lord.
First, you gotta have sponsors, then you gotta have groupies, and then you gotta have demands.
What sick creatures will be our groups in this podcast?
Oh, once you get convinced.
Please, if they're our groupies, they don't even understand what I'm saying.
Or maybe they're so intelligent that they only get what we're saying.
Either way, their report cards are judged with stickers. You got a rainbow in Spanish. Oh, you didn't do too well. You got a pigeon in math.
You got a what?
A pigeon.
A pigeon.
I don't know any pigeons.
I'm sorry, dear, but you get a frowny face.
You get a frowny face.
I understand. Why is a pigeon a negative sticker?
Because who likes pigeons?
Well, Alex.
What's wrong with that guy?
He's the pigeon.
Yeah, that's right. He's the pigeon.
He's the pigeon?
Yes.
Why is he the pigeon? I thought
because they nicknamed him that.
I thought he was like Shadow Rider.
That's his like actual...
He was just allegedly baked and was just going like head bobbing, playing the bass to a song like a fucking pigeon walking.
Okay, now that makes sense. It makes sense now. I understand. I thought he was like
allegedly baked.
I thought he was like I don't know what he would be doing to get a nickname like that.
Well, now you know.
Off the floor.
Yes, that too.
Oh my god.
Whose hookah is that?
Mine. You've seen it before.
I know. I remember seeing the green one, but I think that was Jim.
That's Jim. That's that
That's
one.
That's the new one that you bought.
Yeah, I'm going to pick one of these days.
Oh, Jim.
Good old times.
Yep. Might be time to wrap up.
Yeah, I think it is. We've had a good episode, though.
It was fun, though. we have a whole concept of older Jewish Magneto.
Well, old Jewish Magneto is my favorite thing.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
God. Oh, God, it's heavy. Oh, God.
The whole Golden Gate Bridge? What do you want me to lift this for?
All right, fine. I lift the Golden Gate Bridge.
All right,
but...
fine. Jeez, just because a little healthcare misunderstanding here. I mean, my goodness. They come up with one little
cure. The government's being mashugana, about to be mashugana. Something I've got left to Golden Gate Bridge. Thanks. Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Obama.
I should have never elected that guy.
I know. I was all for him. Go, Magneto. Go lift the Golden Gate Bridge.
He suddenly wanted change, and he said this was the way to do it.
Yeah.
Attack some little tyke over there on Rikers Island. Yeah, and all
tell me I can't lift things.
You can't. You tell me I can't lift things. I'll tell you I lift things.
I can lift things.
I've done some things in my life that you would not be proud of. Yeah, I lifted some stuff.
I love this so much. Please let this be a recurring thing, guys.
I hope so.
I hope it does.
I hope old Magneto is the main character.
So if you enjoyed this, listeners, come back for more of this bullshit.
Or of old Magneto, which will clearly show up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, from all of us at Just Casting, just keep, doing whatever you want to do. It's fine. It's fine. You know, I'll just sit here and lift things with my mind.
And eating the food you're eating?
Yeah, just keep eating the food you're eating if you want. That's fine. Go for it.
As long as it's kosher. Yeah. It's not the Sabbath.
Just keep eating the kosher food you're eating.
Particularly gefilte fish. It's very good.
Yeah.
And the matzo balls.
Oh, the matzo balls are amazing.
They're very good.
And they really are.
Especially the way my Aunt Ruth makes them.
Oh, you have no idea. Ruth is a master at making matzo ball soup.
She is such a diva.
She had the whole thing last year she had to go to the hospital because of her heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was having problems
and
with
she
her
fell.
Heart.
She fell.
Oh,
remember?
My God, she
oh,
fell.
My God. She was oh, taking a shower.
It was crazy.
She was reaching for the shampoo.
And I told her. I told her not to use that shampoo. Okay.
Well, now we're going to get a bar put in there, a little seat.
Yeah,
and she,
it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It'll be good. It'll be good. I use one of those. They're very good.
God forbid. I mean, thank God you can still make the matzo bowls. Because what we do on Passover, it would be crazy.
Oh, my God. Charles and I, we would.
I mean, Charles, come on.
All right, guys.
Can't.
All right. Just keep eating the food you're eating.
Just keep eating the matzo balls.
Just keep eating the matzo balls. It's been a pleasure, boys.
Good night.